Blog Talk Radio.
Bye. Yeah, we'll just see. Assuming, or just allegedly, if that happens. Almost, we don't know if Julian's gonna play. I don't see how.
No, he's not playing this league. Not just going to Texas. You're drafted to Houston.
We'll see. I mean, I still don't know if he's going to.
I'm sure he is. Would you stay and play in all circuits before
you? No. Would you?
No. I doubt it. It might be a last chance.
Yeah, I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized car.
I know he's fucking built like a fucking brick house.
Yeah, Dan. You have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Give
up?
Onions.
Thirsty for more.
Yo. What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. Today is the 28th.
About to be March 1st.
The last day of Black History Month.
Last day of February. We don't really got a whole lot to bring up today, but bring up what we know.
Just brought up. I just had a little quick thought. Like I don't.
Oh, good. I was just gonna say shout out to Julian Allen from Performance Lab, who got drafted to PSS. So I'm assuming he's not playing on Performance Lab this season because I don't see how he would turn it down. But so we're just assuming that he's going since he got drafted there. Houston,
was it the Houston
Gamblers?
The Houston Gamblers.
Houston Gamblers is a tight end. Congratulations, Julian.
Let's applaud him once again. Nice guy, man. Every time.
No, you have to look it up. It's the United States Football League. They only played for three seasons, for 1983 to 1985 or something like that, and they're bringing it back.
And
he got drafted for the first season back.
So, that is awesome. Shout out to Julian. But, you know.
Good luck to him.
Us regular guys in the Touch League are still here. And a question I have is if he. I'm just assuming he's not going to play. He's not going to play. I can't imagine him still playing on Performance
Lab. No way. Not if he's going to Houston.
Yeah, not if you're playing basically in a fucking professional football
another
league.
State in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, so, but.
I don't see how he's going to make it back for the games every week.
I don't think he would.
I don't think he's allowed.
If he signs a contract with them, there's no fucking way he's allowed to play.
I would say fuck the All-Star Touch Football League.
Performance Lab. I just can't see it. But
no.
If he is allowed to play, then I stand corrected. But
unless the season doesn't start, and then
I don't know when their
season
starts.
Season
or shit.
Doesn't start till later. But if they just drafted him, I'm guessing he's got to go soon.
And start training and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right. So the question of the night is.
The only question we have, because we have no other business. Oh, well.
That's all right. We'll get into that after this. All right.
The question is, we're just assuming. The word on the street is that Andrew, Barely Washed, isn't going to play because he's still recovering from that broken
arm, shoulder,
broken bone. I'm not exactly sure what happened when he got hurt in the playoff game. So, if they lose, because Barely Washed definitely did still win the championship without
But Andrew is an impact player on his team.
But, yeah, I believe he was their best player that on offense that season, last season. So, who? He's going to miss who more? Andrew not being on Barely Washed, even though that's a stupid question, but Andrew on Barely Washed
or Julian
not playing on Performance Lab. I just can't see.
Who's going to be a bigger loss for their team this season? I say Julian on Performance Lab because Andrew like you said, they won the championship without him. Mm-hmm. They do have backups. Sean's just as good. They have other players that can step up in that role and play it. Not as good, but close to on the same level as Andrew. Julian, the only other person I've seen on that team is Nicky Grosso.
Yeah, I think that's an unstoppable. That's going to be fucking huge.
And last season, Julian was like quarterback Grosso's go-to guy. He was his man. Boom, boom. You knew who he was throwing to every time.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
So.
But hold up. I'm gonna make a case here for Andrew, because Andrew had more touchdowns than Julian did last season.
Yeah,
he definitely did.
But Andrew also like ran the team in different ways too. Like he was always trying to switch the defense up.
They were trying to find their footing. Julian's kind of like along for the ride.
Yeah.
But he's still, even though to me he's still their best player.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it. I'm kind of in between here. Because Andrew was such a huge part of Barely Wash's development and success last season. And
so you think Barely Wash and Performance Lab are going to be playing each other in the C playoffs?
No, I didn't say that. I'm not saying that. No.
Missing Andrew and Julian.
I it's hard for me. Julian was came onto the scene and made such an impact. He was so dominant.
He made his presence known
right away. Like, boom, I'm here, motherfuckers. Sure. Like, stop me. But last season,
he's an NFL player? Damn.
They kind of stopped him last season. He didn't do what he did the season before.
Because they had different quarterbacks, and he was predictable last season.
Well, we knew what most teams knew what they like to throw the long ball. But
right.
Julian was a recipient of the long ball for majority of those games.
Or the center. Or what he'd do is he'd have Julian run the center and Grosso would throw him in the middle.
Yeah, he's talking about, he's just saying he was dragging.
Drag,
yeah, he was dragging across the field.
Yeah, that was their main play, the drag.
But I'm saying, from what they were doing then, the season before when they were the number one seed.
Different quarterbacks, yeah.
It was going bombs away with Julian.
Yeah.
And it was fucking hard to stop.
Grosso
like,
wasn't, though. Not from
Grosso
what I saw.
Grosso was more of a ball control, move the ball, and take
his
shots.
Yeah.
This guy, Mike, was going bombs away every play, touchdown. It was, dude, we prepared to stop it and still couldn't stop it. So, but I'm not saying that. All right, then Andrew, once he actually got in his groove, like once Barely Wash got in her groove, Andrew was doing the same thing.
I've seen Andrew make plays I've never seen anybody play, not even Maurice.
Like
I've seen him make plays I've never seen anybody make out there.
Hold up.
Like, he, on Performance Lab, he's a little guy standing behind.
Oh, no, you're talking about, not Performance Lab, you're talking about Barely Wash.
No, they were playing
Performance Lab, okay.
He had two big, huge receivers in front of him about to block the ball, and this motherfucker catches it on his knees in the end zone. Like, I seen him do some amazing shit. Like,
Andrew was definitely special, man. Andrew was special. Like,
but they proved that they could win without him.
Well, they got, I'm not going to say they got lucky, but.
I mean, no, they didn't get lucky.
They kind of got lucky. Fucking. I'm not saying lucky. No, I'm not gonna say they got lucky.
Still City was a good team.
Still City was driving the ball last minute of the game, and my main man, let's applaud him, my main man Sean Odie, motherfucking. But whatever. That's just,
it happens,
but whatever.
I mean,
but what Drew did. Andrew on that team was their big playmaker, their deep threat. That's how I saw it. He was kind of the same thing that Julian was for Barely Wash.
But
who would be missed? Who do you guys think will be missed more? If I'm just, I don't know, they might both play. I'm just assuming both of them aren't going to play.
Yeah.
So who will be missed more? Well, Andrew, who needs the
Which
other
team
guy
needs
more?
Their player
that
more.
Player the most. So
I think I see with
you say it's Julian.
Well, let's go back and think, because before Julian came in the league in Williamstown, they had just Nick Grosso, and they were
was Julian on that
Phil
team?
Stakes.
Was Julian on the Phillips Stakes?
Johnny
I don't remember
Heber
him
on
that
was
team.
On there, and Andrew was on there.
Andrew was on that team.
And
they were
Grosso.
Fucking good. I don't remember Julian on Phillips Stakes, but
no,
he might have been.
He wasn't on there.
I don't remember
he
him.
He was on Phillips Stakes. He didn't come until they changed their name to Performance Lab.
Okay.
Or 2 seasons ago he came. 3 seasons ago, something like that.
He wasn't on Phillips Stakes.
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I thought Julian was on
Phillips. He wasn't in Williamstown.
I don't remember him in Williamstown, though.
No, he wasn't in Williamstown.
But that team was really good.
The first time when they split up, when Andrew went and made Barely Washed, is when they brought Julian in.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's the reason why he went and left, because they were, I don't know. But, yeah, that's when they brought Julian in, the first season back after Williamstown.
That's how I remember it, but I don't know. I just knew that I knew Grosso. I don't remember Julian, but I remember Grosso, Thobelman, and Ebert on. Grosso, Thobelman, and Ebert on Phillips Stakes.
Because that was the first time.
Yeah, I don't
you
think
had
Julian was
ever
on that
played
team.
Them. And I remember
first played
Kogel.
A game.
Kogel was the ref.
Yeah.
They're like, who the fuck is that guy running down the field? It was Nick Grosso.
Yeah.
And
he caught a bomb for a touchdown on Coop on the first play.
That was the first time I'd ever seen him. Like, oh, shit. Who the fuck is – where the fuck did he come from?
Yeah, that was nuts.
And then they got Julian a year after that. So
But hold up. But each team has other fucking stud players. So Grosso would have to step up way more.
But perfect
way
example,
more.
Each team has other stud players. Yes. Look at you guys last year. You lost your stud player, Maurice, and it took you a while. Nobody stepped up into the role that he was playing.
I can't say that. I can't say Vinny didn't step up to that spot.
I think the whole team stepped into that role eventually. But it took many, many games before you guys got
who was our best player? Who was our best player on offense?
Towards the end of the season,
Vinny. Yeah.
But it took a while to get in that groove.
Yeah.
After Maurice left.
Yeah. But he definitely did. It was a hole.
Yeah.
It was a hole. So there's no way in hell. Would you say Julian's Performance Lab's best player?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, some people can argue Nick Grosso, but
no.
I think Julian's better. I think Julian's better. I think Julian's more explosive. But Grosso be making some for a shorter guy,
since
he can fucking
Julian,
jump. He has crazy hands.
They got Julian, Nick Grosso's playmaking has gone down. He doesn't get the ball as much as he used to before they got Julian. From what I see, anyway.
That's kind of true, but I think they kind of been kind of eat. I think. The first season Julian was there, I think it was mostly Julian. He carried that team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mostly Julian. I forgot fucking Doberman was even on the team.
I think he carried the team last season, too.
I think Grosso did more of the carrying last season.
I don't
season.
Know. From the games that I watched,
I think Nick Grosso. I think Nick Grosso carried more of the
when
team last season.
They played you guys, it was Julian.
Yeah,
Julian
was driving the ball, but he didn't have that home run threat like they did the season before. But who
because
scored the touchdown? Grosso scored the touchdown.
It was different quarterbacks. Yeah, different quarterbacks, different plays.
But...
All right, so.
But was there a void? There was a void in Barely Washed when Andrew went down. They didn't have. They do have other guys like G, Jarrett, Autumn's other guys, and and Sean. But you could still tell that he wasn't there. Like,
I don't know. You were playing, so I didn't watch that game, so I couldn't.
Just watch.
Really
you can watch
you.
It on YouTube. You can still feel the void of Sean of Andrew not being there. But that's just the argument.
Right,
who's
going to
be missed
more?
We're just assuming.
Put it in the comments.
We're just assuming that they're not going to play. I don't. If I got drafted by Houston, anything. If I got drafted by the Houston Corn Sloppers, I would fucking ditch fucking Dutch Football League.
Yes.
If I got drafted by the fucking anything, the United States Army, I would ditch Dutch Football League.
I mean,
so we're just assuming he's not playing, and maybe Andrew might be healthy enough to play. We're just assuming either guy's not going to be there. So we're just saying, Andrew missed or Julian. And
you guys let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the comments. I don't have much shit to talk about this week.
Season starts in 2 weeks, March 13th. So not next Sunday. The Sunday after that will be the first games of the All-Star Touch Football League on March 13th. next Monday, March
the 7th yeah.
is the meeting at 6 o'clock at Sports Outlet on the Black Horse Pike. We're all team reps. I think you're allowed to have up to 3 team reps there.
I think anybody can come.
No, he said in the meeting, up to 3. All each team is allowed up to 3 reps.
That's it?
I guess space, COVID,
guess.
You know.
I think it's going to be catered by Ralph.
Is it? Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just
Ralph
kidding.
Is cooking, is he?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, also.
It's going to be catered by Ralph. He's got the tab.
I don't know if we brought this up
wings and beer
or not.
For everybody.
Every team has
kidding.
To have an official NFL football day.
Yes, sir.
By week 2, every team will be required to use its own NFL Wilson football without stripes.
The Duke. Nope. No more of these peewee balls, guys.
College
no
and
more,
high school
no more rubber balls.
Are not allowed after week 1.
No more rubber.
Exceptions.
No rubber balls. No more rubber balls. No no soft balls. No Nerf balls. No peewee footballs. Like, you know,
also,
you guys been trying to be sneaky out there.
The official official NFL football with the logo of any NFL team is allowed.
Yeah, but it has to be a leather football. A leather football and a National Football League ball. You can't use those bullshit peewee.
This is composite rubber footballs. They're not allowed.
Those peewee Herman balls that you get from Walmart.
Ralph.
Or anybody else. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But, you know, none of those tiny balls. You got to use the real balls, guys.
He says, when you come to the meeting on Monday, March 7th at 6 o'clock, you must confirm that you have the ball and your team is ready to use it.
And it's also being catered by Ralph. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's
that.
A joke.
Yeah,
that's
because
a joke.
People are going to show up. Where's the wings and beer, Ralph? Barbershop Talk Radio said that you were bringing wings and beer.
Ralph's got wings and beer for everybody.
He's a baller.
But what else we got?
The Bulldogs changed their name to the Crypto Sharks.
That's the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs are officially the Crypto Sharks.
What's
now.
That? Wait, somebody else changed their freaking name.
No, it was the guy Cliff Still just named his team the Icons.
Oh, they're the Icons?
Yeah.
And that's the dude from Steel City?
Yeah.
All right, let me
see
that list
now,
again.
Now, apparently, Steel City broke off into 3 different teams.
Is
so
it
you
really?
Got Ryan's team.
Uh-huh.
You got Cliff Still, who started his own team. And then you got the rest of Steel City's own usual suspects.
Wow. They really took that barely washed loss pretty fucking hard. I had enough of this, Matt. I can't do this anymore. We've been here for fucking since
the
90s.
Season.
We're done. Me and you were through.
We're out of here.
That's right, motherfucker. I'm out of here, too.
There's a lot of powerful going on in the off-season.
Matt, you can't use me no more. I'm done with you. It's over.
I will not be your go-to anymore. Go back to money.
You can't use me anymore. Go back. If you want money so bad, go with them.
Go
I'm
get
done.
Them then. Have them. That's what you want. You are running back to Old Faithful.
That's what you really want. If you want money, then go get them. You can be with them. I'm done with this.
I can't take it anymore.
Something happened bad on Steel City.
I don't know what happened, but they broke up into 3 different teams.
What the fuck?
And they were like the number one offense all season.
Yo, it don't make any sense for them to do that.
They were the most. It's just like after the Ravagers broke up, we're all just
that didn't make any sense
like,
either.
Huh?
But I
you
get
you guys
it.
Were the number one defense.
Yeah.
The number one scoring defense.
The number 3 seed total.
And you broke up. Same thing with Steel City. Like, you guys had the best offense. Like, they were the best team I've seen since you've been in this league. Like, that was the best Steel City team I've seen in years.
Yeah,
and
since they won the championship, like, since a long time, a few years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Now they're three different teams. There's no longer Steel City is no more.
Oh, God. So, I said, you want to be with them? Go be with them. I'm not doing this anymore, man. It's over. You want to be with Money? Then go be with them.
I will no longer be in Money's shadow.
Oh, God, that deserves another Charlie Murphy laugh. But you know, shout out to those guys and good luck, man.
All right, so the meeting, the schedule will be discussed and reviewed at the meeting.
Being catered by Ralph by chicken and beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The league will start on Sunday, March 13th. There'll be 8:45 games, 10 a.m. games, and 11:15 games.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean it's going to be discussed? That's what it's saying?
Yes, the schedule will be discussed and reviewed at the meeting.
Okay, awesome.
All teams must bring a preseason roster and indicate who the backup team rep is.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Anything else? What else we got?
It says here, I don't know if this was before he insisted everybody had to have the NFL footballs. This is the email before he insisted that everybody had to have the official Duke footballs. To be informed that the NFL football will be the only ball used and, if necessary, supplied by the league and returned after the game. So I guess for the people who can't afford one or don't have one or can't get one in time, I guess he's saying that they'll let them borrow one for a game, but they have to give it back.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
I don't know, because this was the email before that everybody had to have one, so.
Okay. What about, other news. I heard for a fact, did we already say this? I don't know if we already said this, but the starting quarterback for the prospects.
No.
You know who that is?
No.
I just found out today. Allegedly.
Brett. Yeah.
Brett the Hitman Hart. Ding, 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 ding. Let's applaud him.
There was speculation.
Can't wait to see that shit.
The Brett that Brett lost all the games for the Panthers too.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's back Ralph up here because Brett started that.
Brett was the center.
He played the
first two games and they lost. So don't try to give Brett a fuck. Don't try to give fuck. Don't try to save Ralph here. Save Ralph by paying for his free wings and beer at the meeting on Ralph.
No, that's on Ralph. He's a baller.
Yeah.
He's Irish.
Wings and beer. Wings and beer on Ralph.
He's got an Irish girlfriend.
Does he?
Yeah,
he
said it.
How do you know who his girlfriend is?
He said it on the show that she used to come to the game in a mink coat and stuff and used to be like, honey, you got to leave those mink coats at home.
Shit.
I don't remember that.
How
the show was.
Well, I know Ralph's going to cater the whole thing with free wings and beer. But as long as it's Budweiser around, I'm cool with that.
There's going to be bones.
It's going to be nothing.
Like, who said there's supposed to be food here?
but more people to come represent your team. You know, don't complain about shit if you don't show up to the meeting. So if you got any grievances, get with your team rep. Let him know if he's definitely coming. So that we can get, everything, what your issues are, so we can get to the bottom of it and make this a better league. And then we'll go from there. This is a public service announcement.
That's where I said it. Okay. No more than 3 reps from each team. Space is limited. Bring any deposits or next payment.
Well, I think he said that because Rock Bottom wants to come.
With the whole team.
The whole squad. I'm just kidding.
The whole squad wants to show up. So, for each team is only allowed to bring up to 3 people. They're only allowed to have 3 people there to represent the team.
So, what else?
Sports Alley is not that big.
No, it's not. But it, I mean, it's whatever. We can use it for what we need it for.
Yeah.
That catering hall. We just need that kitchen they got for that free wings and beer from fucking Ralph on Ralph's Dime.
Start thinking about your issues, what you want to change, what you think needs to be changed, and
it's not about so much change, but just suggestions.
Yeah.
We can't make the league is what it is. It's just suggestions.
But
of what
most
we
of the
think.
Stuff is if everybody agrees on it, usually they
yeah, they vote on stuff.
Yeah, they vote on stuff. So.
One-on-one. We got a one-on-one. The one-on-one. The Barbershop Talk Radio.
You
got to
pick a date. Yeah.
I'm gonna start picking a date. I will. I will.
He already had the trophy. The trophy will be picked up this week.
Friday. Yeah, I got the trophy made. And I'm going to have the money.
Date.
And then we're going to have, the next thing will be the date. One-on-one. The one-on-one. The Barbershop Talk Radio 1v1 tournament.
It's coming up.
Coming up. You're going to have a huge trophy and a motherfucking
cash prize.
Cash prize. I don't know exactly how much. It's going to be at least $300.
Yeah, the date TV day.
Win $300. It could be more than that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's what we're doing. One-on-one.
We'll let you know how much the cash prize will be once we determine the date.
DB versus receiver. And all you have to do is come.
It'll be mid-season. You're not charging?
I don't know about mid-season. I'm not charging nobody.
All right, so it's free to come and join the tournament.
You just have to be on the team in the league.
You have to play.
I want it to go to I feel like it should go to a player in the league.
So they have to be currently playing in the league right now this season.
I'm thinking so. I'm not sure if I might change that, but
because you don't want a bunch of past players. Like, I played 20 years ago.
I don't care. If you come, if you can win, you can come out there and win it, then come out there and win it.
You're saying they have to be in the league.
I want them to be in. I prefer they be in the league. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a superstar to come from some random dude.
This
from
is a good thing Julian's leaving.
I don't think Julian would have won it anyway.
Challenge.
I don't think Julian would have won it anyway.
You hear that, Julian?
I'm just saying. Listen, I love Julian. I love him. He's always been kind to me. But I'm just saying, from what I heard in the playoff game, that he dropped a few few things. Couple of these. I heard he dropped a couple of these in the game. I didn't watch it. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. It's what I heard. It's Gross is going to attack me at the meeting.
He is.
Motherfucker. Nah, Gross is cool.
I told you.
I just heard he dropped a couple of these at the in the playoff game. I love Julian. I'm a fan, and I hope he does well.
For those of you who didn't know or didn't watch the last show, the big bad Egan is back for Camden.
Everybody knows Egan's back.
Egan's back.
Egan was in action this week. You could have caught Egan in action this week, this past weekend.
If you were at Gloucester Township Park.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock. Egan was out there throwing. Let's applaud him.
Warming up the cannon.
Let's applaud him. And what I see is doesn't mess up this thing again like he did last time when he lost to the Braves.
Now, I see a lot of valuable players not on teams this season.
I know. We'll get into that. But let me go back to the whole Egan thing. The whole Egan thing of him not messing up this, crashing this Lexus.
Well, that's because he took so much time off.
What's the most valuable car?
He did an errand. You know what he did? He did an errand. Because he took so much time off, then he came on the show and told us that he only has five different plays that he used, that he only ever uses five plays at once. So when you guys played him the game after that.
I mean, Camden.
So when you played him, you're like, five plays, is it? Let's see what they are.
That's not what happened. We just outplayed him. But anyway, that has nothing to do with this. I'm just saying, but they just won the championship. The year before that, they didn't have as many people showing up. I'm just trolling fucking my guy.
I think it had a lot to do with him not being there for a season. Too.
Yeah, he barely came to any games.
He
had prior engagements. But I just hope he don't crash the whip that Bobby spiffed up. You know what I mean? Bobby had that thing shining last season. Bobby had that shit in high gear.
They didn't give up more than a touchdown. Not one touchdown. Only one touchdown a game.
But Bobby had that thing spinning. Yo, Bobby was spinning that bitch out like
a Lamborghini.
Yo, he was killing it. Then, you know, then when Egan comes, he's just going to be like, and then he's going to stall
Honda.
He's going to come and stall out the car. Like, yo, man, we just went undefeated. Undefeated with the same guys. Undefeated.
They were undefeated until Egan took some time off.
No. Yeah. So let's see if Egan can drive the whip without crashing it.
Because last time they lost was to the Braves.
That's irrelevant. I'm just saying. Last time, we just want Egan to see if he can continue to drive this championship ship. That's all. Don't hit the motherfucking iceberg.
Don't hit the curb and pop your tires.
Yo, I wish we could play that fucking Titanic scene like, iceberg ahead!
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you. Click. Turn it! Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, we don't want Egan to hit the iceberg, you know what I'm saying? Since they fucking were fucking cruising last year.
All right.
Undefeated, best defense, one of the high scoring offenses, and like I said, Bobby had that bitch in motherfucking high gear. Ding, ding, ding! Ding, ding! When he was there. So.
All right. And for those of you who are looking for players, there's a lot of players that are not on teams. There's a lot of veteran players not on teams. We're working on a list of
players
that are free agents that aren't on teams, that are looking for teams. Maybe we'll have that for next week because there is quite a few people that aren't on teams. So for those of you looking, you need any names, you can reach out to Jeff. I'll give you a couple names of some people.
Yeah.
We'll reach out
to Eric or I don't know
Ralph,
who he's
whatever.
Doing.
We'll put
or whatever.
The names out next week of people who want to play that are not on teams. But we only got a couple names on the list so far.
Yeah, so we'll do that next week or later in this week.
We'll complete the list
and we'll see who wants to actually play and maybe I can hopefully help, reach out if you guys want to play and need a team.
Teams looking for players looking for teams.
So,
I think that's about all we got.
Yeah, I think that's all we got.
Throw some money in the Cash App.
Hit that Cash App.
Don't forget to thumbs up the video.
I hope you don't fuck it out. Like, oh my God, there was ice. Like, yo, it's in the winter. It's in the spring. There's no ice out here. There was a deer. Like, nothing ran in front of you. You just lost control of the car. Come on, Egan.
He lost control of the team.
He lost control. Oh, shit. Yo, Egan, that's your fucking ass.
Egan, get your ass on the sideline. Call Bobby. Somebody call Bobby.
Yo, what the fuck is he doing?
Is that going to put Egan and Bobby on the roster?
I don't fucking know. Hey, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I don't know about that.
Just in case.
Egan, what the fuck was that? Yo, where the fuck is Bobby at? You're going to hear that all year, buddy. You're going to hear that all year.
You got some big shoes to fill.
You got some I don't even know why, because Egan's the Hall of Famer, not
Egan
Bobby.
Egan was the big shoes to fill until he went into early retirement.
And then,
somebody
well, he had a set out a year, and then Bobby just showed that
he set out each season.
That Bobby just showed that he has bigger feet than Egan.
He just stepped out and filled Egan's shoes and then some.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what, they only gave up 50 points all season?
Yeah, but Bobby was a bad man. Bobby was a bad man, so. Well,
where's Bobby at this season?
I don't know.
We'll find out Bobby's on rock bottom or something.
I don't think Tyree's sitting taking a back seat.
Bobby's
nobody.
On performance lab.
What?
I don't know.
I couldn't imagine that, dude.
Bobby's on the prospects.
Well, it wouldn't even matter if he was on performance lab unless he fucking had fucking Julian.
Yeah, but if he comes with Lil comes with Bobby.
I think Lil's staying on Camden.
Is he?
I think so.
Because if that's Lil, I think Lil was more of an impact player than Bobby.
But Bobby was a bad motherfucker.
He was, but so was Lil.
Yeah.
Lil was a bad motherfucker too.
Yeah, they were.
But we can't forget MVP Craig.
Yeah.
Get him, Craig.
Get him, Craig. Get him, Craig.
That's oh, yeah. Thanks Craig. For the Crash App.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Craig. That's applause, Craig. My guy. Much love.
And And just for you, let's put it out there that you weren't hating on the street runners last week. Just people out there don't think that you were just trashing the street runners.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
You're trying to help them.
Ryan's my guy. He knows what it is,
and
man.
He already talked to him. I know some people were upset about the whole show last week. Like, why are you trashing them? Why are you trashing them?
That's not trashing
team.
Them. I just want to help them. I mean, when I saw, I didn't think that was helping them.
We've all seen new quarterbacks come in the league.
And get chewed up like dog food.
They don't know what to expect.
So, no, I'm not going to say what I said to him privately, but I just he gets it. He got it, and they're going
to
be ready
for
whoever
they are.
Whatever.
Better, because I want to see them succeed. I don't want to see them. Ryan seems like a good guy. His team seems like it seems like he put a lot of thought and effort into getting his team together.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see them fail at their one season.
But before we go real quick, there hasn't been much talk about the sleeper team that was fucking, what were they, the number two seed the whole season?
Oh, Trauma Roofing?
Trauma Roofing.
I know.
We haven't heard much about
them. Marty clones.
Yeah, the clones.
Attack
of the clones.
We never hear much about the Marty clones.
But they
except
always come out there
playing
and do their thing.
They're probably one of the quietest teams in the league.
Yeah, they definitely were.
One of the dominant teams in the league, too.
Yeah, secretly, on a low.
Yeah.
But without Julian, during our preseason rankings, I cannot have Performance Lab ahead of fucking Trauma Roofing.
Actually, Performance
if
Lab,
Julian's not on that team.
Performance Lab is going to drop
significantly without Julian. Where are you going to put him at?
The Irish. Performance Lab goes to 10. Right above the prospects.
Don't do that. Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's about right where to put them.
The preseason rankings are Camden number 1, Rock Bottom 2, Trauma Roofing 3, Barely Wash 4, Usual Suspects 5, Performance Lab 6. Golf 7, Braves 8, GCRs 9, Prospects 10, Cliffsville 11, Bulldogs, the Crypto Sharks 12, the Mustangs 13, Street Runners 14, Panthers 15, Most Hated 16. Most Hated with Spellman.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Said Crypto Sharks will be the sleepers. The Bulldog will be the sleeper team.
Never. You shall not pass. No way.
Nah, they needed a quarterback.
We'll see what they do.
I'm not just a
nobody, man. Just playing.
And then the other dudes. But they have some talent. They just needed a quarterback, a consistent quarterback.
Now, who's their quarterback?
Yeah, who's the Crypto?
Did they get a veteran?
Quarterback. He says, we have new guys, you'll see.
Okay,
you
got a quarterback. Who's the quarterback?
But if you're going from quarterback to Austin, the quarterback to Austin, the quarterback to Austin every game, it's not going to work.
So who's the quarterback?
Who's your quarterback?
Is it a veteran? You got Scott? You got one of the names? Do you have one of the notable names that we know? Do you have a guy that we recognize? Or do you got a guy
that
came from a fucking group 2 college that knows how to ball?
They don't have to have a guy that we recognize because, remember, Alex from Barely Wash was a no-name, guy from the league.
All right, but
Anthony from Trauma Roofing was brand new.
Mike from Barely Wash was a
new
guy.
Mike from Barely Wash was brand new.
Okay,
so,
but those guys are few and far between.
The quarterback from Pensauken that they play with.
Oh, yeah,
the guy
from Paulsboro.
He was new, and some people do well in this.
But hold up. But hold up. Even though, what did fucking Alex do in his first season?
Yeah, he did do good his first season.
Exactly.
But Trauma Roofing did.
Yeah, you know what? He did. But he had slew of veterans. And you know what?
And Mike,
I'm not going to sit here and say.
Had Grasso coaching him, so.
I'm not going to sit here and say, and he had Grasso.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say Anthony, for I believe that's his name, for Trauma Roofing. He had that whole team.
Yeah.
He just stepped out of Tom Graff's spot
and switched spots.
And flourished.
Yeah, he did.
And flourished with them.
I actually want to say he did better than
he
Tom
did.
Graff.
He did do better. It's clear he did way better than Tom Graff.
Yeah.
No, just to Tom Graff.
No.
But he did better. He did way better than Tom Graff.
Because the Ballhawks were up there.
They were number 2 seed in the league.
Yeah.
But the Ballhawks were I can't remember the last time they played.
No, they played.
They made a championship. They made it to the elite. With Anthony. So they did.
Oh, yeah. They lost in the second.
They beat Barely Washed. They beat Barely Washed in the first round.
Okay. And then they lost to who?
They lost to Rock Bottom in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were balling. Like, you know.
They had a great season.
They did.
Weren't they undefeated?
No. They lost one game to the Ravagers.
The Ravagers.
Yeah, I know.
The Ravagers are no more either.
Yeah, but
that's
what it is.
Yeah.
Cliff still, I don't know what we're going to get from them either. So.
Yeah, they're still, that's a new team, but they're now called Icons.
Okay.
They're all called the Icons. Cliff Still's guys from Steel City.
Wait, what team is Spellman on again?
Most Hated.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got him last. That's right.
He's a Most Hated.
Oh, shit.
It suits him and his team.
Mm-hmm.
The name suits him.
But
Most Hated.
Back to the question that, you know, that we're going to all stick to and say, is it going to be Julian? Or is it going to be Andrew? Throw them in the comments. Please participate if you can. If not, it's all good.
You really want to see who's playing this season is going to
impact
the
team
the most.
But Julian never played defense that I saw.
But neither did Andrew.
Andrew did play a little defense.
Only when he had to.
So,
he preferred to play offense.
Let's end this thing. I'm going to sleep.
And that's all we got. Throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Thumbs up the video. Share it on your page. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all our social media links. It's in the description. And we'll see y'all on Monday at the meeting. And we'll see y'all later.
Peace out. Thank you, guys.